Hi, before we get going, I just want to mention a film that has been produced locally and financed locally and written locally in Milton Keynes. It's called King of Crime, and it stars... Hang on, let me please look at my thingamabobs. I can't find it. I'm just looking at my emails. Yes, it starts... directed by first-time director Matt Gamble, and then starring Mark Wingett from Quadrophenia, Claire King from Emmerdale, John O. Davis, who is in Kingsman, and he was also in the theatre production of Clockwork Orange, and plenty of other British talent that you'll know and love. Yep, that's, and that comes out today, the day of release of this podcast, the 2nd of November, in select cinemas in the UK. And on demand and home video and everything in early in January. So that's King of Crime. Go watch it if you can. You have my attention.
This podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Now, you got a corpse in a car, minus a head in a garage. Take me to it.
So we should start now, if you want.
No, I don't see why we would start now.
Because we
just carry on, not starting for ages, that'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, but
not starting.
That's right, cause I'm just looking into your hat, you can see all the labels in the other side, you need to take them out.
Nah, leave it.
No, you need a little sticker on the peak as well, just so people know that you've bought a hat.
It's like he's wearing a pen, it's some form of sticker.
And the labels and the tags and shit.
No, I take the stickers off.
And your...
Nah,
what's that, Chicago Tribune? Is that, yeah. Is that when the...
Why did you say Tribune like the whitest person ever?
How did you say it?
Tribune.
Tribune.
The Tribune.
Tribune.
Oh, the Tribune.
Did you frame that yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that one looks a bit skewy from the bit.
Shut the fuck up. You have no idea how many times it's fallen off, so shut the fuck up.
Nine.
No, it's alright.
Yeah, for a Hindi attempt.
So fuck up. Do you want one? Do you want one or not?
Do I want one?
Can you imagine me as a businessman? Yeah. Like, oh, it's a bit off. We've got some mail. Do you want it or not? Fuck off. God.
This is why you don't work in sales. Right, I'm selling this shit. Do you want it? Fuck you.
Which anyway, don't care if people buy stuff or not.
No.
Like, if you want it, buy it.
Because I'm not on commission. Anyway, this is episode 60.
Yeah, but I would be. That's what sales is.
Episode 63 of the Write This Way podcast.
63. I say this every time.
Well, you don't.
I do.
You don't say 63 every time.
I
actually do. This is episode 3. 63!
Like, are you sure you want to start this argument? Mm-hmm. As soon as you say, oh, you don't say it every time, next week comes along, a week after comes along, when we actually record it, not next week, and I'll be like, 63, whoa! And you're like,
63, whoa? Dude.
Fight me.
So, it hasn't been 2 weeks. It's been
three.
Due to some logistical... mumbo jumbo from last week, but we're back and it's great to be back. Are you happy to be back?
No.
How's it been for the last 3 weeks with you and your life? I haven't had one.
Today?
No.
Why?
You haven't been doing stuff? Oh, good. I like that baseball.
Thank you, I bought it myself.
How much is that?
I think $10.
Was that from the place?
Yeah.
It's a Red Sox. What does it say underneath it?
Rawlins.
Oh, so it's just Rawlins.
Ah, so Mr. Rawlins signed it.
Oh, Mr. Rawlins.
Roadhouse Rawlings.
Ralph Roadhouse Rawlings.
The third. Junior.
God, man, how much? You ever thought, looking at all your Blu-rays here, that
might have too many. Yeah.
No, not they have too many. Just. The amount of other stuff you could have bought instead of buying all that. And how do you supposed to know what's down the back there?
I can't, but I didn't run out of room. I was going to put them on the side, but I thought it looked messy.
You're three devils deep, and then you can't see the back ones. That could be the best film ever.
Yeah, but I know what films are in there.
Okay, you're going to tell me. Okay, well, what's in the back row, second from the right?
I don't know exactly. But I know which film I'm looking for, and I go, oh, that's not on the front, it'll be in the back.
I don't. Well, my Blu-rays were on the bookshelves at the back. The house, or the front room, And Layla would climb up, and they're all on the floor behind the sofa, so, oh, fuck it, I'll just
This is why you don't have children, you have things for your back. Problem mm-hmm. solved. No children, things for your back.
Yeah, but I have children, so it's fine.
Get rid of them.
Hmm?
Get rid of them.
Yeah, they keep coming back. It's weird. And put myself into care. Well, go on then.
I'm in charge, man. Fucking do it, you can't.
Can't borrow your phone? No, of course you can.
You want to rely on yourself? Rely on yourself.
Got my Christmas present early of my phone? No.
No, no Christmas present for you.
Doesn't have a phone for Christmas.
He's already got one, hasn't he?
But no.
He's not getting one for Christmas. His contract isn't up for another year.
No, because God knows what the fucking shit he'll download and cost us loads of money. Got a text from the wife the other day, was at work, saying, oh, he's downloaded more stuff. I'm like, oh, fuck, how much is
How can he download it?
He knew his password.
Why don't you not tell him the password?
Because, I don't know. I think he figured out it because it was his name. That's his name, but with a number after it. So he has a one in something chance of getting.
So you're saying number after it is number one, isn't it?
No, it's number 07.
That year was born?
No, his age.
It's not his age anymore, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, when did you make the password?
Hmm?
When did you make the password?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Why don't you upgrade it?
Hmm?
Make it harder to guess.
Hmm?
Make it somebody else. Make it anyone's name. No, Jeff number 3.
But I need to remember it.
Do you? Can't remember it? Can't buy anything?
I'm going to be telling Shelly loads of different PIN numbers. No, it's so she can't buy
it. It's 7123. The machine's eating our card. Oh, what again? What a shame.
Well, what's the number? I don't actually know.
27.
There's 27.
I don't see why it couldn't be 27.
0027?
Yeah. Oh. Well, 1027.
Hmm.
Then we know. Fuck you, Nick. Fuck you, Nick.
So we've both been off work this week, which has been good. That's why we're doing it this week instead of last week, which is nice. And the week's gone far too quickly, I thought. First couple of days, it's fine. And then with the kids off as well,
it's fine. Like you say, until you get to halfway through Wednesday, you're like, shit.
But the good thing about having the kids off is that you don't have to have everything done in your day by 3, which is good.
Oh, no, I still have the whole day.
Mm.
But it still feels to me that if it's past 3 o'clock, it's not worth doing.
Oh, no, you don't go out at 3.
Especially around here, it's not worth driving after 4-ish.
Right, because of all the traffic.
Yeah, this whole road's fucking blocked. That's why I was out earlier, but I made sure I was back by 5 to avoid the traffic.
Where did we... Oh, I don't know. I think this is the first time I've been out of Milton Keynes in absolutely God's sake.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
I went over to see the fam.
Your fam.
Give him his birthday present a week late. Give him a card that says, Happy Birthday, I hope you have an awesome day in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks I bought it in advance and wrote it in advance.
No.
Not today.
But you didn't specify which day to be awesome.
I thought people should have awesome days all the time.
You should just have an awesome Wednesday sometime. Have an awesome Wednesday next month.
I was going to write, sorry, it's late in it, but instead I preempted that and wrote it on time.
I bought this on time. Oh, I just noticed that 3 billboards you got there.
Yeah.
It's coming on Sky this week on next.
Yeah, watch it. It's good.
I will watch
that on the plane.
I will watch that. It seems to me that doesn't... from what I've seen, or the trailers and stuff, seeing it on the plane wouldn't do the justice it deserves.
Probably not, but it still felt immersive.
And so I watched the Social Network on the plane.
I think that's probably too slow burning to watch on the plane.
Oh, if you're on an 11-hour flight, I don't care. True. It's fine. But at the end, because it has the subtitles on the screen to say, you know, what happened. No, you cannot read it. You have to put your face right up close to it, just because it's so...
You didn't have faulty eyes.
Well, I didn't have glasses back then.
So your eyes were faulty.
Mm. And then the same with... especially if it's like white on white letters, but on a sort of on a very light background. So it's the same when I watched 127 Hours on a plane. It was all fine.
You spent 127 hours on a plane.
Yeah.
Just watching the clock.
Just watching that. Wow.
I think it's like,
we're this far.
I tried watching the plane as it came into America, and I thought, it's only that far. I can watch it coming in down.
Mm.
And it was like, we're at Boston, and I'm like, we must be nearly there. And it was like an hour later, we're still in the air, and I'm like, ugh.
In Boston? Huh?
Because you fly down from Canada.
You flew, oh, dear.
When it flies up the Greenland, down through the
edge of Canada. Oh, of course it does, of course it does. Yes, Boston. Yes. No, I think the flight path's different for like Florida and stuff.
Yeah, I think that tends to go more direct to New York and down.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I do like knowing what the air temperature is outside, and
I don't really give a fuck.
No, for the first time, you look at it and go, that's cold.
The first time, it's like, that's cold. Yeah. What can I eat?
And then, or something, you look at, we're going 700 miles an hour, whatever is it? Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, me driving at 60, hazardously around Brownswood. I don't drive at 60 around Brownswood. I drive much faster.
To get out of Brownswood. If you need to get out of Brownswood, how fast you drive around here to get out? Go get out the ends, mate.
It's nice around here. It's quiet.
It's just the shit that surrounds it that is bad. 127 hours wasn't the best one to watch on a plane, because when he cuts his arm off, you go, I audibly went, fucking hell, because it's so graphic. And she goes, you're all right. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I was a little bit drunk at the time, because I was on the plane, so obviously
people might be watching what I was watching, and it was like, oh, what's that? I said, no, it's a bit like, nah. I was like, what's this? I said, and people be watching, I can't watch this. And it was like, oh, watch this, this is fine.
Who did you follow? Oh, you followed Norwegian.
Norwegian, yeah.
Did they have their own entertainment then?
Yeah, it's the Dreamliner thing, yeah. It's all built into the sea.
Oh, Norwegian's a Dreamliner. Yeah. I thought they were, that the reason it was so cheap, because they weren't new planes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, because when I flew on Cubana to go to Cuba, they were ex-Soviet jets. And Shelley, that was always the sort of sticking point.
Where from?
Hmm?
What point did it become?
When did they buy them?
Where did you fly from? I'm assuming you flew to America first.
No.
It's all the way.
Yeah, we flew direct from here to Cuba.
What, in a Soviet jet?
But I think it's an ex-Soviet plane.
Mm-hmm.
But Cubana bought them.
Yeah, but that's a long way in one of them bastards.
Yeah, but I was looking at rivets and shit. Like, no, they. But that was a second point of the show when we were on the fucking ex-Soviet thing. Like,
they wouldn't let it fly.
I was like, yeah, they wouldn't let it fly. Do you actually have any sort of examples of bad? I mean, Soviets. I mean, you think it's all, you know, obviously communist, but they were quite good. The old they put someone in space first, didn't they?
But not well.
Not well. But so things like that.
If
they can send someone to space, I mean, they can get us from Heathrow to Cuba.
I can send someone to space. There's no guarantee they're coming back again.
At any point in this conversation, said he came back? No, I said they sent him too.
Literally done what I've done. He thought, did he come back?
Yeah, I believe Yuri. Oh, Yuri did. Yuri Gagarin.
Yuri Gagarin.
But I was just thinking that rivet. But then it's the first time I've been on the plane.
Was it fun? Is it fun?
But they didn't have.
Is it fun?
Yeah, oh. Great fun. It was riveting.
It's like, how we get there?
There we go. Jesus. Oh, was that, Jake? I watched a documentary about how big ships are built. That was riveting.
Riveting.
Yeah. It's a this canal barge. No. That's a riveting. What are you doing?
I'm done with that.
Well, they didn't have seat back tellies, and this is 2008.
Seat back tellies.
They had to. And they watched the Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Why
that? I slept through that flight, and you had to pay for booze, but it was all.
So did I.
But it was all a pound or.
It's little fucking.
It was a pound or a whatever. It was a one of whatever you had. Mm. And plus, it is because you shouldn't be, because they have two different currencies in Cuba. They have the peso for
tourists,
for day to day people, and the Cuban convertible peso, the cuc, the CUC, and so you shouldn't be able to take those out of the country.
Yeah.
So you just fuck it. I just buy a couple of beers on the plane. So that was fine. And then,
you know, I think I only had one on the plane, but that's what I was like. Acutely aware of how early it was.
Oh, but when I was flying BA on the way to and from the West Coast, fuck! Oh no, there's free beer all the way. I was like, fuck! I've told the story that I'll come a beer. What do you want for the draw at Heineken's and Grolsch? I was like, which one do you want? I went, one of each. No, like, all right. I was like, oh, that was easy. But it was difficult sending my pregnant wife up to get more beer. Yeah,
can I get some more beer, please? Ah, you're sure, my sure. No, no, the French. I couldn't think of Spanish. Spanish completely, like, escaped
me. But this is BA.
I can't think. Such a better life.
So look, this only way I can get into America is by getting a job with British.
It's really easy to get on plane.
But I was worrying a little bit going into America because I had a Cuban stamp in my passport, whether they'd even bother looking through it. Because all they would do is, but why'd you go to Cuba? Holiday, beach. They'd be like, all right.
That's what I wanted. They're like, all right, mate, what are you doing? Holiday. Holiday. Sound.
So, yeah. Sound, mate.
Yeah, he's like, literally, because like, I was like expecting loads and loads of questions. He's like, where are you going? And I sort of over explained. I'm like, oh, I'm going on this and going here and up here and all the way and ending up here. And he's like, all right, take your hat off in the city. Cheers, mate.
Because yeah. I was 2003 February time, so that was still quite fresh.
But you also get warned of them being very overly serious.
And that was still very fresh from 9/11. It was still like 18 months ago.
I was over to everyone in the queue to get in. Like, this woman's like, oh, can you get that way? Oh, sorry. Mm. No, it's fine. And the woman, there's like, oh, can you take your hat off? Oh, yeah, sorry. And it's just like, oh, yeah, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
you'd rather do that. They go, no, you're fine. Rather than go, oh, whatever.
Douche. American customs is all right. Spain.
Well, we find it really easy. Like, all twice that.
I think no matter how much you build up in your head, it's not going
to
be as bad.
With the guy coming back through the Canadian border side to America, he asked all the Australians all these questions like, where are you going? How long are you coming in for? Where have you been? What have you been doing? And he goes, oh, British. He's like, yeah, man. And he goes, got anything to declare? Like, nah. He's all right, see ya.
Nothing to declare except my genius. Okay, Oscar. Fuck off. Yeah, but why are you questioning Australians? They were once one of me.
Yeah, they're the criminal
ones. Yeah, they're the criminal ones of me. They were British.
That's why they're questioning them. No, he just goes to me. He's like, all right, see you. I was like, so, mate. So.
But Australians have never done anything wrong to anyone ever because they're too lazy.
Slightly racist.
No, but they're very laid back. I mean, you very rarely have anything really like. Like, say, terrorist attacks or mass shootings happening in Australia. I mean, the biggest thing to come out of Australia recently was the vote on gay marriage.
Rolf.
Yeah, but he was virtually a British citizen anyway, wasn't he?
No, it was their fault.
Oh, yeah, they bred him.
We didn't make him diddle.
Hmm?
We didn't make him diddle.
No, we just gave him the opportunities too.
Hey, Rolf, he's yours.
Yeah, well, we just gave
him... It's like a buffet. It's got, like, ham... cheese, put in those little pineapple sticks, and then a child.
It's like, well, we can't do it all for you. We've given you all the clues, given you all the means to do it.
Like, we can't press the buttons for you. We've told you how to do it. We've shown you how to do it. It's there. Press the button.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know if I can.
We've given you every opportunity to do this. Now, diddle that kid.
You just say diddle that kid on a record.
Diddle that kid!
Yeah! Like 50-50.
Well, yeah. Welcome to episode 65. Diddle that kid! No, don't diddle that kid.
Don't diddle.
Or that one.
Any kid.
That one, no, that one. He deserves a kicking.
Is that your kid?
Yeah. Oh, there's this really.
Do you still have?
My kids, yes.
Okay, well, A, you shouldn't. B, I was going to say your provisional license.
Yeah.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Just because something's bugging me about
my license. I think it's about 4 years out of date.
Look, before I sent mine...
It's the only form of ID I have. Like,
before I sent mine off, it didn't have a massive Union Jack on it, and now it does. I don't know if it's just a racist Britain thing. Hey, you look like a child.
I know. Clean shaven, no hat, no glasses. I look a little bit fat, actually.
Yeah, it does change.
In the face. You can't see.
It's transfer.
It's all my fat sunken south.
Is it still? Is it out of date?
Yeah, it's 2015.
Yeah, so it's not even ID. You can't use it.
I don't. I rarely get ID these days. Rarely get ID.
Except for when you're in Asda.
That once happened. I think being asked for ID is a.
I don't even care.
It's nice.
I've been annoyed this week because I've carried my passport around with me because I figured the one time I go into a pub, I'm going to have a pint.
What, around here?
Yeah, just because I haven't had my driving license. Mm. Figuring if I don't have it, they'll ask me. If I've got it, they won't ask me. So I'll just take it with me. They haven't asked at all. But now I've got this, I'll just leave it in my wallet. Don't worry about it.
But Northampton can't afford to turn anyone away from a drink.
That's what I said. And they was like, no, we still can't save your 10-year-old brother.
No, we can't serve him, but if you buy two, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about that. Nice lamp, by the way. That's fucking garish.
It's not mine. Wait till I turn it around.
Well, it's in your room. We didn't wait till you turn it around. It's got a heart made out of buttons. That's adorable.
I can't even mow. I can't afford a lamp.
That's got to go on Twitter. That has. Oh, you need a lamp.
Do you know how expensive lamps are? I want one of those I want one of those big ones.
Big lamp.
Like a
big lamp.
Floor to not to ceiling, but a floor lamp.
An uplighter.
No, a lamp.
Oh yeah, I've seen one of the ones that. They look like bloody...
lamps.
No, you know, like the metal desk lamps, like the Pixar logo, but like a scaled up version. Yeah, of they are fucking
But the ones awesome. Over there is like 70 quid. I want 70 quid on a lamp.
No. Not when you have a perfectly good light. Because a lamp that size would probably give enough light.
Yeah, but that's just quite handy for when you don't want a big light on. Watching telly or something.
Big light.
Yeah.
Oh, big light.
You know what I mean?
Why don't you just... Don't you ever just spend time, you know, downstairs with the other residents?
I do, that's what I use the lamp, or the telly, or the big lamp.
They would just rock up here and just...
No, I go downstairs, so you can eat your dick.
Ah. And map, and you just watch...
I haven't actually been up here at all, really. I slept up here.
You switch Magnus railing your sister. Where's my railing came from?
You can leave.
No. Your Israeli sister is what I said.
Israeli? No, it's just the way I'm standing.
Benjamin Disraeli.
You don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who that is.
He was a prime minister of this country.
He was a prime minister of some country.
At some time.
Israel, I presume.
Benjamin Israeli. And then there's Donald America. And then there's
Pete Palestine.
Theresa Britain. Nicola Scotland.
If we go somewhere else then? Is it Nicola Scotland? That doesn't work.
Nicola Sturgeon.
So we were going Pete Palestine.
Yeah, but I'm just going for...
Right, so what was it?
Okay.
You've just gone some random name, random place. You don't match them up.
Okay.
No respect.
Manuel Mexico.
Better.
Miguel Mexico. Even better. fucking hell. Rusev Russia. Yeah.
Terry Tegmanistein.
Tegmanistein.
Stein. Yeah, bits.
Gerhard Germany. It's Jerry. G's.
Hmm? Jerry.
Jerry Germany. Wales.
You mean Waka Waka.
Wales. Ian Ireland. No, it's just No.
It'd be Ewan, wouldn't it?
No. It's Ian, but it's spelt with an E and a W and an O and a G and
so
a.
So it's spelt wrong.
Yeah, it's spelt wrong, but it's pronounced Ian. What's that little control there?
That's for the speakers.
Oh, speakers. Didn't know that.
That's for the noisy makers.
That's where the boom booms. That's where the music comes from. You got? I didn't see Doddy once.
Oh, those ones they got up to 12.
Ooh. Yeah. I think they went just 11. To 11. That
it's 11. A little bit more.
Why don't you make 10 what louder and make 10 the loudest? These got to 11.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
What are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Dread.
Dread, yeah. There. I liked that. I
fell asleep during it. But I think it was because it was on late and I was tired.
I watched it at the cinema.
Ooh, do you watch it in 3D?
Hmm.
Can't be asked doing it with 3D.
This is a 3D.
Is it good 3D?
Nope.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you 3D, but I just can't be arsed with it.
It will convert anything into 3D, some weirdly. It's like, you know, like, it will go back.
Oh, like a 3DS.
Yeah.
Is that without, so you don't need the glasses?
No, you need the glasses.
Oh, you shall demonstrate that after. Oh, even now, it's all good. Just don't watch your normal big black cock porn, because that will. Oh my God, they're white. Oh, they're white glasses.
I don't know why you came here and you got like, you came into this house.
Yes, I did.
Recording this with this person, and he was like, "Oh my God, they're white." What did you expect?
Your ends to the ends, mate.
There's green ones, there's amber ones. And possibly another colour, but I can't remember which one that is. Might even be black.
How could you?
Not up in here.
not in this house. I like to take the racism away from me for every now and again. It's fun. It's fine. So you can watch anything in 3D.
Yeah, I'll show you that if I'll load up. Cause I think FIFA's in there. I'll just load up and show you.
But surely not everything really needs to be in 3D.
I haven't used it really. So, I've used it every now and again, just as a novelty.
I think ours was 3D, but we just happened to buy it and it happened to be 3D rather than going actually buy 3D.
But this isn't proper. This isn't like the ones with the thick 3D.
Because there was at the time Sky 3D, and we had that for free.
I didn't buy this because it was free. I bought it because it was cheap and Sainsbury's and it happened to be 3D.
No, because that was free. If you could you could upgrade to Sky 3D for free, because we had a 3D TV. So, we might as well just upgrade it, see what it's like. I think that's gone the way of the dodo, because it just wasn't good enough. And there wasn't enough content.
You can't hear me. It wasn't that it wasn't good enough. It was that
the content,
the stuff that was on there was like kids' shows, and then it would be like the odd film.
One of their big flagship things was a David Attenborough thing.
Like, the sports would be really good, but that was only once in a blue moon.
Mm.
Blue moon.
It's just not economically viable, shall we say. Okay, you got four coasters there, so to move your can, you moved it off one of your four coasters and put it on the table.
I wanted to give you a choice of three.
I'm not going to put it on the coaster all the way over there.
Well, maybe, but that's going to fall off.
It's fine, I'm all right holding it.
Fine, hold it. And don't moan about it. I'm
all right holding it, that's what she says.
There you go.
Oh, they're called coasters.
Thank you.
That program.
They won't make those anymore. They're not allowed.
Oh, yes. Oh, is that what you're talking about? Oh, he's mentioned that.
Yeah, so they're like old. From back in there.
Oh, old. Oh, they're probably good stone things. They look wooden from...
No. That's what I bought them.
Who's that?
That's Shota Oyedeli.
The only show I could think was... Oh, fuck. Shota Adeobi.
Yeah. And that's Ben Chorley.
No, his name's Midfield General.
Channel.
Dons have been doing really well, haven't they?
I like that one. I'm not so impressed with that one because it was like an image of Google. But...
Oh, that's a bit shit.
I like that one.
But once you just print an image of Google, doesn't that sort of kind of become public domain in a...
I think it depends. If it's a Getty image, then you should probably
pay for it. But then again, if it's a Getty image, it would have the watermark on it.
Yes, they might have paid for it, haven't they? Mm. Them would donate for the club.
I'd rather be surfing. Where's this little turtle from? That's Greece. Cool.
Greece.
Oh, cool.
It's supposed to be good from Rather Never Dead to get it.
Oh, speaking of turtles, we went to... You know where Hobbyfish is?
Nope.
It's somewhere between here and Northampton. Oh, she did say. I don't know if I can know. They've got this thing... I forget what it's called. Like Critters or something. And they
Where is it? What is it?
What
is it?
Hobbyfish. Yeah. It's a fish shop.
Where is it?
Oh, fuck off.
What do they sell there?
Hmm?
Fish for hobbies.
Hobbies.
Huh, well, take me intrigued.
Because there's actually a question. Do you have a hobby fish?
Hobby fish?
Fish?
Is it like they call everyone duck up here?
Hmm? And they've got a pet shop next door, and they sell, like, the exotic pets. They've got baby alligators. Baby alligators and...
Ooh, do you buy one?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's closer to Milton Keynes than it is to here. It's not far.
And they got.
Should buy one?
No, they got baby alligators, boa constrictors, tortoises, and stuff. Hmm?
Can we go?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's a shop.
So it's free.
Yeah, the stuff in there is not.
I understand the premise of shop.
But it's
you have to pay to go in.
No, but it's something just nice, sort of, if you're like on the way as well. it's something that you know, yeah, we can enjoy.
I drive up when the A5's open and drive up that way.
But the thing is, I was like, look at all these animals, but he was more like happy about, you know, you can get a skull or something to put in the fish tank. Like, yeah. Look at that skull! There's a fucking boa constrictor! There are alligators or crocodiles! This shit is awesome! Wow, look at that plastic fucking thing.
Plastic head.
Yeah.
You've got a real head.
Wow, they've got Halloween decorations. Like, okay, brilliant. Oh, fuck's sake.
Did you take them trick-or-treating?
Yeah. We went with another family, some of his friends, and yeah, it's all right. So there's like, hang on, four adults.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I didn't.
Take a bit with you.
Hmm? I was going, but I only had kegs at home. So she was like, she goes, didn't you take one of them out and put it in the backpack with you and Alex? I went, no.
Did you not? Yeah, you were going to bring one. I want one.
I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, but your girl's like, yeah. I mentioned that I might take one out once, but it'd never happen.
Yeah, I want one. And plus, you should brought it today.
And plus, I'm not going to take... I'm not...
Down on the train is a bit of a penny ass, isn't it?
And then that walk and then... No.
Yeah, but if you was bringing it, I'd have driven down. But you see what I mean with the traffic in that? That raises a bit of a...
Mm.
Bit of a bitch. And because there's no right turn at this turning, you have to go all the way up and round.
Ugh.
And I figured I might as well just walk straight down.
And plus, like you said, it then give you... It was a... dry run for me getting back, so yeah. It's fine. He went as a Ghostbuster. She was a, and little one was. It wasn't. She wasn't Batgirl. It was like a Batgirl thing. Fucking ballet, kind of skirt.
Thing.
But they all had sort of like multi layers on underneath.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. He started off with his inflatable proton pack and inflatable gun at the start,
what was he?
He was a Ghostbuster.
So
within 20 minutes, me and Shay were holding all the accessories. This. Yeah, so, oh, fuck's sake. We're holding it for ages. No, we can just deflate these and put them in our pockets. It's fine.
Oh, I've lost it now, but it was there. BBC Three, Trick or Treat is given ecstasy. Yeah, boy.
And
that's what kids need.
And there's this woman. She says, "Oh, sorry, we've got my sweets." So I was all fair enough. That's okay. And then just went, "Meh," both thumbs down, and walked away. Yeah, that's my boy.
Wait, have you seen my trip advice?
I'm gonna fuck you up on Yelp, bitch. That's what he said.
We was fully aware of the fact that we were running late because the first three kids took like four of each.
Hmm. But something if Lola can make it up to the door in time, because, you know, little. Because she was very slow. And yesterday was the day she decided to wake up with a bit of a cold. Oh, fuck, of all the days to bloody do it.
Well, I didn't answer the door to anyone.
No, when we got back, there was loads of people in our driveway. Obviously, just not at our house. And we're walking down the driveway, and this kid went, "No! No one's in! They're not too chill!" Yeah, no one's in.
They
will be in a minute. They're like, "What?" And then I just open the door. "Give us 5 minutes, come back, we'll give you some stuff." It's all right. And
did you have decorations up?
No, we had two pumpkins.
Because I think there's the whole thing around here. Like, there is in Milton Keynes, I suppose. If you've got a pumpkin out, it's okay to knock on the door, yeah. Sort of thing.
But the thing is, like us, and like lots of people, they put the stuff out, but then they go out.
Yeah, this is the thing. Well, this is what I had, because like, last year, like, they went out, and I'm like, "Well, I ain't answering the door."
Mm.
So I think it's weird. I think it's alright for women and shit. It probably is fine for the place, but I feel it feels weird if you've got kids and come up to your door and you're just opening the door. What do you say to them? Like, "Alright.
Yeah, you're like,
they go trick or treat and I go, "Trick or treat to you also."
Fuck you. Trick or treat, suck my cock! Oh, fuck.
No, Ralph. No, Jimmy, no.
Trick or treat, come into my basement. No, ah, oh, shit.
Trick or treat, come to my trick room.
Trick or treat, smell this rag.
Could you imagine?
Trick or treat, punch in face.
He's like, "Nope." Is that yours?
What?
Like,
yeah, it's mine.
I was like, I remember that being there. No,
that little thing's mine. Oh, well.
Everyone probably freaked me out here. Like, the Russians.
Can we bad mouth downsizing now?
No, I'm sure we wouldn't. Shit, end of story.
We both watched it separately. It starts off alright.
I was really looking forward to watching it as well.
Mm.
And I'm sort of like, oh, they've got a 2.5 star rating, but ignore that.
Oh, it was 1.5 on Sky.
Oh, it might be 1.5 then, I don't know. But I was like, ignore that, we'll see how it goes. Shit.
Yeah. It's I like the way she just is a bitch and she just fucks off. She can't do it.
Is it?
Nah. Hey, it's all very clever and stuff, and then everything's all small and that. But no, it just...
There's just no real story behind it.
Hmm?
There's no story. It's like,
and then
it tried to, but it's just like, oh, we're small.
And then it turns out that woman's a bloody Vietnamese dissident. And it's like, what the fuck are?
With no leg.
There's no story. So, what the fuck was that? Was that love fuck? Was that hate fuck? Was that goodbye fuck? Is that, oh, her voice was... I don't know if that's her real voice, because if it is, God help everyone who knows her.
Nah, it's definitely... I would say it's put on.
It's, I don't know if she...
I don't know, but it seemed like it was at least exaggerated.
Yeah, definitely. That did get... Especially when it tries to be a tender moment, and then she's going, what was that? Oh, it just ruins the little moment. Yeah. And then at the end, when he's like, oh, should I go down that tunnel for 10 hours and then live that underground? It's, oh, for fuck's sake.
I didn't understand half of it either.
No, it just kind of went from
it
one...
It just kind of happened.
It went like, from sort of him...
They have to leave this place for some reason.
Yeah, it just sort of... It was all right that he then saw that she was living in the shitty bit.
Yeah.
And then helped her out, and you think, oh, that might be then, it'll just be then a love story. Then she moves in with him, and they're happily ever after. But then it just got weird. It just got sentimental. But I do like Christopher. Yeah, you come to my party. I don't know, I don't even know these people.
Oh, it's like having the big flower.
The rose, yeah.
Because I hadn't even thought about that. Although I knew they were small at that point, you just assume that, oh, that's a decorative piece. No, that's a real flower. Yeah.
I was going to have a small gathering, and then everyone comes around. Then he has some drugs and stuff, and it's all fun. Fun and games.
Yeah, boy.
But he had that massive house, and then the divorce... Yeah, I don't know how that worked with the divorce money.
I missed that bit, because I was wondering.
Because he got divorced. They got divorced in the end. Because they lived in the big house. They ended up living in the apartment.
I didn't miss that bit. I was in and out a little bit.
Mm.
And then suddenly he went from the big house to this little tiny bit. I didn't explain why.
Then, because obviously they said, right, you've got X amount, $100,000 in savings. In small land, it's $6 million, for example.
Mm.
Did she then get
It was $12 million, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was like $6 million would be half each.
Either way, but does she get the million?
She'd get the big.
Does she get the millions?
She'd get the big, and he'd get the small.
Yeah, so she would still only get a few hundred thousand, but he would still be left with millions.
Yeah. So surely he still couldn't afford to live in a big place.
Yeah.
Because I sort of didn't really think about it, but I was like, well, hang about, why has he suddenly got an upstairs neighbour? They didn't really explain it, they just sort of did it.
Yeah. They explained the divorce, but they didn't show the transition of him moving out. And
yeah. I understand it's not very interesting.
No, it had so much... isn't it based on the book anyway?
I don't know.
Because then again, if it's based on the book, then if that's how the book goes, then...
It was so much potential.
But the thing is, if something's based on the book, and they follow the book by the letter, and the film's panned, but the book's loved, but how can the film be panned
if the
book was loved, and it's exactly how it should... Exactly how it goes.
People that read don't always go to the cinema. The people that go to the cinema definitely don't read.
Mm. Subtitles, fuck that shit.
I have subtitles on everything.
Hmm?
I have subtitles on everything because I lose concentration every now and again.
Mm.
There's nice to be able to read what they say.
I thought you sent me pictures of stuff you're watching as subtitles. Did you put those up just to show that line to me? Mm. Or did you?
It's on.
Oh. Your little earies, are you getting deaf in your old age, Sonny Jim? Right, yeah, the these things work great in an audio medium.
To be fair, it's
aimed at you. Isn't this what this show's all about? Anyway, it's just aimed at each other and not anyone else.
Well, it's not like anybody listens to this.
Well, they do. Over 1,000 downloads.
Overseas, mother. Over 1,000.
Mm.
To be fair, once we get to 1,000 Twitter people, we can just quit anyway. So
yeah,
it's cool.
I watched Sunshine, first time watch. That was the Danny Boyle film about when the sun was burning out, and then they sent...
Well, I've seen that shit.
It took 2 hours for nothing to happen.
It's too long. Yeah, again, it's a good film, but it's too long for everything to...
Yeah, for nothing to really happen. I mean, it's all atmospheric. It looked all nice, but it was just...
I don't think I've really watched anything this week.
And from a Danny Boyle, and I like most of it, like most of his stuff. That was just
what's he ever done?
But I think someone like him, even though he could, like, even though he was supposed to do James Bond and didn't, he suits a not a low budget.
He would have done well with James Bond. It's too high expectations.
I think the combination of an Oscar and an act, like director like that, but who. Who won an Oscar for... I still haven't seen Slumdog.
Well, you can borrow it if you want. Just never watch it. It's probably in the back.
Third one from the left.
No, actually, it's third one from the right on the bottom shelf. Library motherfucker. It's 0.345 on the Dewey Decimal System. Yeah, fuck you, cunt.
Yeah, but I was disappointed in Sunshine. Cause I had to sit... I wanted to watch it for ages.
Slumdog's really good, actually.
And, another rewatch because it was on. I missed the first 10 minutes of it. And then I meant to just watch 20 minutes of it to a certain point, but I ended up watching all of it. It was Rock and Roller.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought I'll watch it up to the bit with the bodyguards who just won't fucking die, and then.
I can't remember. I think I've only seen it once.
And I just watched all of it, and I was like, no, that it's underrated. Rock and Roller is. Because he came from he had two good films at the start, Garage, and had some really shit films.
Mm.
And he came back with.
But then I really liked.
And he sort of went back to his roots, Children of Men.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it.
Clive Owen.
Hmm? Yeah, I know.
And what's his name? Old Blake.
Hmm?
Old Blake.
Old Blake.
Harry. What's his name? Not called Harry. Harry Brown.
Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Michael Caine's in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, I did not know.
You wouldn't know that because he only mentioned The Doors. He didn't mention all the other films he did.
Michael Caine was in Children of Men.
Yeah, but you said this before I get it wrong. I'm like, it's not him, but I think it's him.
I thought it was a way of there being a Blu-ray right in front of me, staring me at the fucking face, going, hello, there's Children of Men here.
I don't want to mess it up.
Hey, is Patriot's Day wicked cool?
Don't it? It's really good.
That's what I'm asking. In a really derogatory, conscious kind of way.
No, it's really good. It's really emotional. It's the fuck up.
Isn't it a bit too...
real?
No, a bit too soon after the event.
Well, it was 2013.
Is that when it happened?
I think so.
Shit. Well, the film wasn't 2013.
No, but... the event was.
Clive Owen, and Michael Caine is in Children of Men.
My fucking display, you can't.
Well, he is in...
It doesn't say.
And it doesn't say. It's not going to say it on the, if you put it out of the slip of the sleeve. It's still the same fucking thing, and that annoys me when it's the same. It should be something different.
What's the point?
Fuck yeah! And why didn't you like Drive?
Shit!
I did like. Don't bother. It's already happening.
I was like, well, stop.
It was a slow burn, but
Church is playing it.
But some of the
Church has got a song in it.
Did it?
Yeah.
But the violence was pretty good.
Well, I don't think I've watched it all the way
through. When he stabbed that bloke's head to nothing in the Muslim court in the lift, that was cool. I like that. It was alright. It was just
so Patriots Day was out in 2016, and it happened in 2013, as I said.
Yeah. Maybe not.
It's not that long apart, though, is it?
No, I mean, I think you might need a little bit more time to. But then again, if it's got Mark Wahlberg, who's he's Mr. Boston, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's Boston.
Yeah, Wahlberg is.
Mm.
Dorchester.
Mm?
That's where he's from.
Oh, I thought Dorchester. Oh, no, the Dorchester is a hotel in London.
Or Dorchester, the place in something.
Dorchester. When you say Dorchester, they're like, Dorchester.
Could you not?
No, because Birmingham.
Can you, or North Hampton. I'm like, no, it's somewhere. It's
Northampton, mate.
You're just like, they don't even pronounce the H of it.
Leicester Square. Because there is no H. There's one H.
North.
In the north.
It's one word.
Northampton.
Yes, see.
Northampton.
Northampton?
Northampton. Oh, you said American Wealth in London. I love that. That's great.
Copy.
I'll watch that again in a couple of weeks ago. I think I watched that about 3 times in a month just because it's great. I went to record it, and then I just watched it as I was recording it, and then I watched it again.
Huh.
And
your life confuses and frightens me.
And Jenny Agutter in it. Oh, she's just...
What film were you talking about? Which one?
American Werewolf.
Oh, I think you moved on.
Oh, she's just lovely. And it, even though it's an American production, but it's so very British, isn't it?
It's a good film. And like the way their werewolves are compared to like werewolves now, it's still better.
Oh yeah, they're
Ooh, yeah. That's either a firework or a bomb.
Yeah, it's where we are. It's probably
potato tomato.
Probably the latter. Ah, was
very derogatory towards lambs, aren't you?
Hmm?
You're very derogatory towards lambs.
Well, they're a bunch
of
cunts.
Not that bad.
Well, Shaun of the Dead, yes. Not that
Logan. It's not that bad. Shaun of the Dead.
I need to go get a slash in a minute. I think I will.
We need to wrap it up soon.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Why can't I bring you in?
Wrap it up, as Westwood used to say.
Different.
Wrap it up before you slap it up.
You've been pimping.
Don't pimp me.
Welcome to Northampton, ho.
Ride my pimp. I like Pimp My Ride, the American one. It was alright.
Pimp My Ride up. Ride my pimp bump.
Oh, I've got the Godfather box set.
Me too. Have you got that one?
What, Rocky?
No, that Godfather box set.
Yeah. Is no.
Was it 20 quid from?
No, I got mine on DVD. And it was like a tenner when Virgin Megastore was closing down.
What's a DVD?
It's a digital versatile disc.
Oh, how versatile.
Mm,
how it's not that versatile though, is it? Just one thing.
No, it gives it's coaster.
It's digital one purpose disc. no, I think that was from CEX.
So you've got a DOOPD?
No.
What did I say?
DOLPD.
That's an OPD.
Digital One Purpose Disc.
Yeah.
OPD.
DOPD.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
Yeah. DVD then.
Or else I'll sound better than it. Outdated anyway. More on it. Oh, I'm there.
Oh, go on, have one. Well, I was in HMV the other day.
Where?
Let's see.
We call it the town centre here.
It's depressing there, because it's so small and there's not a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, shit, it's the horrible little one.
Yeah.
They can't hear me. And by that, I mean everyone that's not...
Oh, shit, that's the horrible little one, he said.
Hello, I am back. Oh, shit.
And there are two blue...
Do you think we could try and do the whole voice... Because I'm just going to say it to you the other day when we cancelled doing this.
What?
Do it through, like, FaceTime or Skype or something.
Yeah, we'll
just see how it works out.
We can try it, yeah. Yeah, and they had two Rocky box sets, Blu-rays, both six films.
Mm-hmm. I've got all six films somewhere. Yeah.
One was tenner and one was 15 quid. Yeah. But they're both the same.
Did you buy?
I didn't.
I said, "Bull." That way, I said 25 quid.
Is that a DVD there? Mm. Trainspotting?
Nope.
Looks like, no, it's not.
Steelbook, motherfucker.
It looks like it. Is that Steelbook, motherfucker? No, coaster for me.
I am, dude.
Oh, that's one Steelbook. Oh, hello, Steelbook. It's like a book, yet made out of steel.
And chains.
Oh, okay. Just the one Steelbook you have.
Yeah, I've got Tinker Tailor, so I'll just buy something.
Yeah.
I just figured that one, it wasn't that much more, and I quite liked...
Was that Zavi?
I don't remember.
Because Zavi do... They're like the...
I genuinely can't remember.
Because Zavi's like the specialist in...
I think it might have been Amazon. We do not endorse Amazon anyway. Shape or form.
No, because you...
Fuck Amazon. Fuck
him. Fuck him.
Fuck him up the Amazon.
Have you seen all the Google people today? Fucking...
I haven't seen anything.
Protesting.
Why are they protesting?
Oh, they want equal
that's
rights.
That's your...
Why is my bit on the further coaster from me?
Coaster. Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Roller coaster.
No.
Roller coaster. Yeah, they want all this shit about for equal rights for women and stuff, but most of them are blokes. Go, I'm out here protesting because I don't like...
all the stuff.
It's not this, your fight.
All the stuff about the gender pay gap and all that sort of shit. Yes, right. It's a valid fight.
Mm-hmm.
But in... Well, not even 90% of the world, probably 60-70% of the world.
Mm.
It has no bearing because we get paid the same.
Yeah.
It's only when you get into the corporate bit that it gets different.
Mm.
So you can't... It's like, we didn't get paid any different.
No, but... So when it gets to the corporate level and your massive companies and stuff, when the pay discrepancies...
Why didn't you say properly?
But yeah, are massive.
Massive.
And that the the women are still getting paid a fuck ton, and the really, you know, the major sort of CEO up there, top of levels, yes, they should be paid the same. I don't see why there is a gender pay gap.
Oh, because men do stuff more.
Because we men is good. Men's great. No, it's just a fact.
We don't have to take as many feeling.
But we don't have menses.
But it's called men. What?
Men for menses. Men for menses. But the thing is, most people who are like on the group who are protesting for like equal pay and all the like sexual harassment stuff, like the women should be able to speak out. Are mostly men speaking out about because they want to be the.
Wait a minute, do you want to take a pay cut so she can get paid more?
Exactly. So would you then? I'll do this job for free. Go on then.
Go on then.
I think some of the men, they just want to appear to be.
It's the appearance to be rather than actually doing it.
Or, like, if everyone's like going on strike, it's the pack mentality of some people that, I don't want to be the only one in the office. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't see the point of going out on strike. Like, I'm very much. I don't want to toe company lines on things, but I don't want to be the one that goes, well, let's go out on strike first, because it's, like, it's going to go through anyway. You might as well pick your battle.
I'd rather be just still be paid.
Like,
yeah.
We're not paid like great, but I'd rather
really
actually get that money.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't get me wrong. It's a worthy cause and everything.
Yeah, it's just.
But there's ways of going about it. I mean, it's Google, for God's sake. I mean,
scab.
I mean, if it was, say, a service, if someone on strike, you're going to notice they're on strike.
The police.
For example, or the ambulance service, then you fucking might pay.
Yeah, but you said that, but then when was the last time you used an ambulance?
No, but...
No, you didn't ask the question. When was the last time you used
it? I rang one for a joke the other day.
So taxi, yeah. I heard your chipper.
But something you're going to know is, Google.
Google's still going to run. It's a computer.
Fuck you, I'll bing it, mate.
Dog pile?
No, it's not a Google. You Google it, someone's on the other end. They're just... Midget porn.
Can we want to look at midget porn again?
Oh... Oriental midget porn.
Does his wife know? I don't know. Let's have a look. And it's like Shelley said, even smaller midget porn.
Midgets don't look like kid porn.
To be fair, when we were walking back from picking Jack up from school today, and Mandy goes, oh, when you were in Vegas, did you go to the porn shop? And my brother went, why would you go to the porn shop? And she was like, no, porn, like what dad watches on telly. I was like, that's clear it up.
Dad watches porn.
I was like the one in Wilshire. I was like, I don't say anything.
Shomley porn.
Everybody was like, oh. Stepmom was like, oh, no, porn, like P-A-W-N, not P-O-R-A. You went, well, you've said it now.
Right in a sec, I've got the usual lavvy.
You should probably...
After that break, we're just going to wrap it up a bit.
Wrap it up.
But at the moment, we're just... Is it 3D now?
Actually, might be,
I don't know. Well, you've got the glasses on.
Yeah, but it doesn't look very free. I think you have to sit like a set my back.
We're about to delve into the world of 3D.
I don't actually know how
to do it. Oh, that is something.
It's not very good, but it's something.
I took my glasses off. I'm going to watch FIFA 19.
Other FIFAs are available.
In FIFA 1. FIFA 2. FIFA 3. FIFA 4.
Okay, Dad.
FIFA 5.
FIFA 1.
Yeah. FIFA 7. FIFA International Football 1994. FIFA 1. That was fucking brilliant.
FIFA 1 is enough.
That was the first one. But they didn't have all the licenses for the names. So it was.
See, so it's sort of. If you're in the middle, it's sort of 3D. I guess.
Oh, it's not jumping. Nothing's jumping out at me, I've got to say. Oh, there's Rapier Ronaldo.
He's jumping out. He's like, I can't touch a penis.
I come to touch your boobs. Right.
Oh, we didn't address the serious shit.
What serious shit? Oh, go on.
No, I can't do it. I can't do serious shit.
Well, we're going to do it.
We'll go on then.
Well, all right. What serious shit? I can't do it now. Well, we're just about the... If you've listened to us, you've shown there that we are both... fans of the footing ball.
I hate football.
Yeah, well, you're a Don's fan. That's what
hates me.
And it would be amiss of us to miss out. Oh, hello. To miss out the tragedy that has beset football of recent days. What happened in Brighton? Did a fan die?
Yes.
Oh, heart attack.
Heart attack, I think, yeah.
I didn't know if he died, if it was just a... Not say just a heart attack, but if it was... Well, that happened. And Glenn Hoddle having a heart attack.
I think he's in the stable condition.
Though. That's all right, then. That's good. It was the...
that's weird.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
The pitch doesn't help it.
No, but I think it's better in films. I think it's not for this.
Yeah, it's the untimely death of the owner. Was he just an owner or was he chairman?
Chairman and owner.
Chairman and owner of Leicester City. What's his first name? Vikram?
No, well, it's such a long name.
Basically, he has a long name, and in death, we're not going to butcher it and take the piss out of it. But if you're a football fan,
you'll know.
Yeah, if you're not a football fan, it's probably made massive news worldwide.
It wasn't just him, though, was it?
Hmm?
It wasn't just him, though.
No, and was it four others or three others?
Four others,
including the pilot.
Well, I think there were two pilots, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and everyone involved in that horrible thing. No, it's the coming together of the footballing community, fans and rivals, and just everyone.
It always happens. Like people that don't get football will see it with things like this. Mm. People that get football know this is what it's like anyway.
But do you think the same would happen when Vincent Tan dies? Because he's a bit of a prick. Or Mike Ashley?
No, probably not. No. But it depends. If you buy into the community, you get it out of the community. If you fuck the community over, you don't get it out.
This
isn't really a conversation for now.
No, but because Riyad Mahrez, who was ex-Leicester, now Chelsea? No, Man City. Who scored, dedicated his goal to...
And Ranieri, he got sacked by the bloke.
Mm.
I can't say his name because I don't know it. And it's one of those names that if I say it, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And that's probably more disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly.
He got sacked by him, basically. And he still went down there to see.
Yeah, he just seemed to be a genuinely nice guy.
And he done more for the community as well. It wasn't just the club.
Mm. So, because with a smaller team like Leicester... They're so much more community based than a Man United are.
Brilliant. Yeah, like a Liverpool Man United.
Yeah.
It's so much more than that. It's immediately community.
Yeah. So, and obviously he was immensely instrumental in them succeeding and winning the.
Well, they've done everything they could ever expect to do. Ever.
Yeah. And how long had he? I don't know if you know how long he'd been owner at that point.
I think it was 3 years.
So relatively. Soon after taking
over.
It was
under 5 years.
Jesus. And to turn a 5,000-1 outsider to Premiership Championship, where everyone else in the country went, I was going to put on a bet, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Should have put on a bet. I was going to. Oh, no, I was really going to, but I saw yours. I was like, no, mate. No, you weren't going to put on a bet ever. Well, so it's basically all sort of condolences to his family and the families of the other people on board who haven't been named, have they?
No, they have.
Have they?
Yeah.
And who are they?
One was the pilot. Mm. His name was Eric. And I can't remember his last name. The other one was the pilot's wife, but then I also heard her name as like a co-pilot. I'm not sure where that falls, but she was called Isabella something. And then I can't remember the other two, but they were members of staff of his.
Mm. But it's because everyone was saying it was just such a regular thing to see the helicopter taken off.
Even
and
like
landed.
They mentioned it on telly, that like, oh, the owner goes, I mean, you just hear it go down.
And it's just one of those.
But you can imagine, not the Dons with the, like a helicopter taken off, but you can imagine being a Don, like a, for instance, in that scale, it would be a car crash. But you can imagine just saying, oh, there's a chairman going off.
Yeah, it's
the next minute, it's like, oh fuck.
It was probably one of those after.
Did you hear about
after the first
Michael?
Yeah.
He had to be stopped running to, because he's going to run towards it to help. And obviously, in that situation, the amount of fuel that goes up so quickly, you can't intervene. You have to stay out of the way.
And apparently, Peter Shilton and his wife witnessed it as well. Peter Shilton, the most capped England. Is he the most capped England player? Yeah. Right, so our condolences. It's all. There's not much you can say, and there's not much we can say
not making any difference, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible tragedy, but also, if it takes something like that to bring people together and to know that football is just a game and there's more to it, and then it's all very good.
Well, it's not a record.
No,
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, okay. No, not good, but I mean, if everyone...
I just don't want to be the last words to be yes, it's all very good.
It's just all right. No. Right, so we've got to wrap up. This has been, Twitter @WrightToSayPod, email us at WrightToSayPodcast@gmail.com, as ever. Thank you, Piers, for emailing.
We didn't mention the show.
I'll record something to stick at the front. Yeah, if you listen to the advert...
Suddenly I thought about it last
year. If you listen to the advert at the beginning of this, I'm going to pre-record tomorrow, and then it's all going
to
be fun.
We're going to have to go.
Right, it's been WrightToSayPod 63 in this episode. Has been
more inside than usual.
Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back.